Atlanta looking to complete a three-game series sweep over the A's in Oakland Sunday. Sean Manaea is starting for Oakland. Kurt Suzuki, the former A, steps to the plate, top of the second inning in a scoreless ballgame.
This one's hit to left, and that's hit well, and Suzuki back in Oakland homers.
Wow. 0-2 fastball.
Looked like he was up and out over the plate, and Suzuki hits his fifth homer.
Wow. It almost looked like Chris Carter.
Fouls back the first pitch. For strike one, a nice play in the crowd. Fan in the front row just below us. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, fouled off again, almost in the same spot. And he caught another one. Now that's something to crow about.
He just sat down. He's got the other ball in his throwing
hand. Wow.
That is beautiful. And he drives one to center. Brugman's back. Brugman near the wall. And Brugman leaps. And it's off the wall. Markakis is going to come in to score, and the Braves have taken the lead. Left center. Braves take the lead thanks to Kurt Suzuki, his second home run today. So he got in a hitter's count.
Yes, he did.
And he took advantage. One pitch hit in the air toward Markakis. Markakis near the line. He's got it, and that's the ball game.
Atlanta completes the sweep of the A's 4-3 in 12 innings, and Kurt Suzuki gets his third career multi-home run game. The A's can't stop their losing streak. It's up to 5 in a row after they lose in 12 innings 4-3 to the Braves on Sunday. After the game, here's Oakland manager Bob Melvin.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously in we had one big inning where we had a chance to win it. We didn't do much before that. But, maximize our opportunity in one inning, couldn't come through, and end up costing us.
They made the All-Star announcement toward the end of the game. Just how about, what is this?
Yeah, it's great.
Say about Yonder?
It's great. I mean, hometown, the whole bit. We're all excited for him. You know, obviously we're still processing the game that just ended, but we're all excited for Yonder. And you know, for him, this was a special day, getting to go home. You know, a lot of hoopla around him when we were there, potentially coming to Miami. So it'll be an exciting week for him.
How strange for Suzuki to homer twice, came in with four. You had him for a little bit.
Yeah. No, he's got some power, and he's smart. I mean, he knows when to look for fastball and get the head out. He did both times.
What did you think of what Manaea gave you guys today?
You know, Manaea pitched great again. You know, even when he has an inning or two where it looks like he's a little bit out of sync, he ends up coming out of the game after 7-plus and only 2 runs and did his part. You know, we just didn't do enough offensively. Really, the whole series, we didn't do enough offensively.
How's Healy?
Yeah, we'll see. Day to day. Upper, I don't know if you got the report on it, upper back spasms. It's been bothering him a little bit, but tightened up to the point where, you know, we need to take him out of the game today. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, guys deal with aches and pains over the course of the season, but got to the point after that first at bat where we needed to take him out. And, you know, if we don't, potentially something worse happens and he's out for a while. Well, you know, we took it off. I took it off, but to his credit, and he saw it, to his credit, he thought he wanted to get the bunt down, and I'm fine with that. So, you know, I had him bunting up until 2 strikes, and he's trying to get a bunt down, and if he wants to stay with it at that point, I'm absolutely fine with it. He wants to get the runners over, so I'm okay with it. Well, but still, when a guy's up there to bunt and he's trying to get guys over in the position that we're in, I'm okay with it. If I 100%, you know, didn't want him to do it, I would have had third base coach go talk to him. He's trying to get 2 guys over.
On Monday, the A's are home against the White Sox.